Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you today on this seventh Sunday after Epiphany. And we are so glad that you are with us here today as we have gathered in the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in our midst. And we believe that today. We also want to welcome those that will be listening online later on this week. And so we want to welcome all of you and glad that you've tuned in. And a little bit later on, as we continue on in our series, we're going to be asking the question, what does Jesus mean when he invites us to pray to our Father who is in the heavens? And I'll say more about that later on. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in your bulletin this morning. Take delight in the Lord.
For God will give us the desires of our hearts.
Trust in the Lord.
For God will give us self-confidence and strength.
Come, let us commit our ways to the Lord.
We worship the one who is our refuge in time of need.
Well, let's join together this morning and sing that hymn. In my heart there rings a melody, 638, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint, and we're going to be singing three verses of it this morning.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody, 'tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony, when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody.
Let's sing the chorus again.
In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Thank God for that melody in our heart. Well, let's join together there this morning for our opening prayer. God of heaven, you have gathered us in this place today to offer us your blessing and grace. Draw near to us and guide us in these uncertain times. Root us in the compassion and courage we find in Jesus, and renew us through your steadfast love as we honor and praise your name through Jesus Christ. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to go to our next hymn, which is 515, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Or once again, you can follow along there on the PowerPoint and sing with us. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, makes all my wants and wishes known in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief and often escaped the tempter's snare by thine return. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee. I'm going to ask Linda if you'd play that again and just close your eyes. And just kind of focus on the Lord for a moment as she plays through it again. Yep, one of the verses, so. Turn to him during times of difficulty, to our Father that cares. Well, I think we just have one this morning, don't we? Come on, Charlie. How are you doing this morning? Good, very good. Now, look what we're going to talk about here. So, last week we talked about our Father. You remember that? Abba, Daddy, Papa, that we can talk to God kind of like that. That's very personable, isn't it? You know, we can relate to that a little bit better. But then there's the next part of that that says in heaven. And if you look up at the part there of earlier where it says, what does Jesus mean when he invites us to pray, our Father who is in the heavens? And one of the things that I'm going to talk to the adults about after then, and I want to touch a little bit with you, it's one thing, you know, when you talk to somebody on the telephone, it's nice to talk to them, but they could be far away, couldn't they? They could be in California. You know anybody in California? They could be in Australia. Do you know anybody in Australia? Okay. We did have a lady that went to church here, and she had some of her niece, I think it was a niece or nephew, Jean Hirsch, had a niece or nephew that lived in, I can't remember which, that lived in Australia. So we can talk to him, and that's far away. And so sometimes when we pray to God, because we can't see God, God seems far away. But the thing we're going to find out about in the heavens is that God can be very near as we need God to be in any situation. And so it's one thing when we can say Daddy or Papa or Grandpa or Grandma, however we want to do it, or Mommy, and they're right there, you can give them a hug. But sometimes when we talk to God, it seems like there's a big distance, doesn't there? But we're not sure. But I want to let you know that God is very close. And God is always close. And we know that God lives in us through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And some of those confirmants downstairs in their confirmation class are going through that and learning about that. In a few more years, you'll get to learn about that. But that God is close. And so when we pray then, we don't have to think that God is far away, but that God is close to us. Okay? All right. You can go on downstairs, and I'm going to invite the rest of us as we enter that sweet time of prayer this morning. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to share that this morning. So someone this morning, joys or concerns. Yes, yes. If you don't know, and it was the oddest thing this week when I saw Ellie. She seemed to be in fairly good spirits. Her foot looked good, and they were going to go in and clean that clot out. And if that didn't work, then they were going to use what the nurse told us, because I was sitting in there when the nurse said it, this clot busting medicine that they use all the time. I don't know what happened, but then I was getting a call from somebody or a text from a few days later saying that they're going to take her leg off. And they did, up to her, just above her knee. And she's battling some depression with that, which is very common when something like that happens. And so we definitely need to keep Ellie in our prayers this morning for encouragement and healing. And and I know many of you know her very well. So someone else, I saw a couple other hands. Yes. Yes. Through the treatments, her immunity system's down. And yes. And she's on our monthly list, but definitely want to lift her up today. And how that sometimes those simple things that we got over as kids can be quite serious. And I thought I saw a couple other hands. Yes, and it's been hard for him to get up there all the time, because I think the girls go up a little sooner and visit with him or with her and stay with her. And yes, it's been much more difficult. So thank you. And Alice, it's good to see you this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for all the prayers.
Yes, and we have been praying for you. Yes. Yes. And it's good to see you walk in here this morning. That's great news. What was going on yet? Okay. So that Don, right? Did I hear that correct? Okay, Don. Okay. So we want to remember Don this morning, and who's losing blood and they're in a bowel area and they're trying to work through all that. So good.
I go lift up my sister Becky. She never complains, but her leg is broken.
Yes. And let me give you some advice. Go and do something with it now. Yes, don't wait. Don't wait. Get things checked out now, because, yeah. So, wow, we got several. Let's just start.
My friend Monte Carlo has acute hepatitis.
Oh, wow.
And she was in the hospital with it only because they had to figure out what was going on. And she's doing fine. There's nothing, no treatments for it particularly, but she has to rest. And, you know, she's going to a hepatologist. I don't know if I said that right.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Okay, help me, because I remember her when she was teaching, and I could never always remember her first name.
Manya.
Okay, Manya. Okay. Yeah, Manya. Yeah, she taught, what was it, third grade?
Third grade.
Yeah, third grade for years. I remember subbing for her when I first started subbing. And but yes, we definitely want to keep Manya in our prayers this morning with this hepatitis. And I saw a couple other... Oh, wait. Okay, recovery from COVID and some kidney issues. Okay. All right, good. And I, yeah.
No, it's yeah, we've got a friend, Bruce Springer. He was from the St. Paris area, but he's living in Florida now, and he's fighting cancer.
Oh, okay. I think I remember you mentioning that before, but yeah. So we definitely want to keep Bruce in our prayer. And... maybe, Karen, maybe you could, would you fill out a slip for him and give it to me, and then we can get him on the monthly, because I was just working on that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to sidestep here for a second. If there's any names on the monthly calendar that we've been praying for, some of them have been on there for years. If any of them need to be taken off, please let me know, because I'm updating that now, and because they'll be coming out in the next week, so I'd appreciate that. Somebody else. Yeah, Butch.
I think we ought to pray for Russia not to invade. I think we'll all pay for it.
Yeah, I know. They were talking about that. I heard somebody talking about that on the radio, and they were talking about if that would happen, our gasoline prices and other prices would go sky high. And I had to just shut it off. I'm like, I can't listen to that, because it just gets negative in your spirit. But yes, we do need to pray for peace in that situation and getting that worked out, you know, as they're throwing around their, I don't know, masculinity or whatever you want to call it there with that scenario and everything. So someone else. Yeah. Oh, wow.
She's not been very well.
Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Any others then this morning? Got lots of them. Got a little note from Bill this week. He said he's doing much better. He's hoping, though, in the few months he'll continue to recover so he can come back. But I think he may have to go through some... I'm wondering if he's going to have to go through some physical therapy after being in that, for lack of better terminology, traction for a long time while the wound was healing on his back hip area. And we want to continue. And then two families that I'm requesting, the Wagner family with the funeral this Saturday. And then Prayer Chain may know about this. I had asked about a month ago for prayers for my Uncle John, who was in the hospital at OSU with, basically it was sepsis. He basically had infection throughout his body. And then about five days ago, his daughter Leanne posted on Facebook, "Please pray for my dad." And I knew something was going on. And my Uncle John had passed away, this past week. He was my sister's wife, my mom's sister's wife, or husband, sorry. Let me get that all squared away there. My Aunt Ruthie's husband, there you go. And he was the wrestling coach at Sydney High School for 31 years. Had state champions, regional and district champions, and he had a barrel laugh. And if you met him, you would have thought he was Santa Claus, but he just didn't have the white beard. But anyways, appreciate your prayer. Their funeral, or his funeral, is this at Wednesday. And so appreciate your prayers for him. Any other requests before we go to prayer? All right, so there's lots of them to lift up, and maybe some of those names that jump out at you, you would lift them up as she plays this morning. Lord, as we pause today, we are thankful that you are the one who makes a way where there is no way, that what seems impossible with us is possible with you, and we're thankful for that, and we're grateful that you are there, and that you are as close as the mention of your name, or the name of Jesus. And so today, as we reach out and lift up those that have been mentioned, there's many of them. We all want to pray for those, first of all, that are in need of your healing touch, your encouragement, your strength. Those that are going through recovery, God, we just lift them up to you and ask that you would minister as only you can do. We think of Vivian this morning. We think of Ellie this morning. We think of Emma this morning. We think of Dawn this morning. For Becky, Lord, this morning. For Manya. For Lois, Lord. For Bruce, God, as we just, and for Bill. And we also lift up Sue this morning. God, those that are in need of your healing touch, your healing grace, for strength, God, we just ask that you touch each one of these as we lift them up by name. Lord, we also think about others that are in need today. We think about the Wagner and Hozak family that just need your grace and your peace with the loss of these loved ones today, and that you would minister as only you can do. Lord, we pray for the situation in Russia and there in that part of Europe, God, that's going on. Lord, we just pray for peace. And God, we just ask that you would put something in the hearts of those leaders to be able to work out those situations instead of being a threatening and posturing situation and conflicting situation, but there would be peace that would happen, and common sense that would be used. And Lord, we're grateful and thankful for that today. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to minister to each one that's here today as we are in your presence. And we're grateful for that. It's in your presence that you work in our hearts and bring us peace and joy and do your work of transformation. And we're just grateful. And Lord, we just ask that as we leave this place, that you will use us to bring your peace and love to others. And so we ask your blessing upon the rest of this service, and that you would lead and guide as we offer these things up in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in praying and well, I think it really does make a difference. So, well, we have the opportunity once again to worship the Lord with our giving. I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness and God's blessings and how God continues to use us to be a blessing. And maybe you have seen some struggles through this new year, but God is the one that can make a way, as I was sharing earlier, where there doesn't seem to be a way, and we have to trust in Him to do that. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Generous God, bless our gifts and use them to touch lives in situations we cannot even imagine. Make us a blessing in our community. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is from several passages that we're going to look at. We're going to look at our Matthew passage once again as we continue, and I'll keep adding to it verse 9 there each week as we look through it in verse 10 then eventually. And then we're reading from Psalm 139, and then we're going to read a few verses from the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And so let's follow along there then. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8b through 9. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then this way, Our Father in heaven. And then Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Where could I go to get away from your spirit? Where could I go to escape your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I went down to the grave, you would be there too. If I could fly on the wings of the dawn, stopping to rest only on the far side of the ocean, even there your hand would guide me. Even there your strong hand would hold me tight. And then from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, and then Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. God's power was at work in Christ when God raised Him from the dead and set Him at God's right side in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority and power, angelic power, any power that might be named, not only now, but in the future. And God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God did this to show future generations the greatness of His grace by the goodness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a father was walking along the beach one day with his children when the four-year-old son ran up and grabbed his hand and led him to the shore where a seagull lay dead in the sand. "Daddy, what happened to him?" the son asked. "Well, he died and went to heaven," the dad replied. The boy thought for a minute and then he said, "Well, did God throw him back down?" I shared that little joke with you because I think it conveys a point about sometimes the way we convey things to our kids and stuff like that. And as we continue on with our understanding of the Lord's Prayer, I want to focus this morning on the idea that we touched on last week is praying to our Father. But I want to focus this morning on, we know it as who art in heaven, but really the translation there is the one in the heavens. And so we're going to look at that this morning. Where is God? That's a common question sometimes. Or maybe this may be more common with us. Where is God when I pray? Where is God when I'm afraid? Where is God when I'm ill? Where is God when I'm lost? Where is God when I feel all alone? Sometimes we ask these questions when we're going through something, maybe a crisis or a struggle. Or somebody that we love that's dear to us is going through something like that. Matthew's version of the Lord's Prayer describes our Father as the one in the heavens. And yes, it is plural, not singular. In fact, in all of Scripture, even though our translations through the centuries have it singular, because we think of heaven as a place. It's always in the plural. Even the Hebrew word shamim is plural, and here the Greek word that is used also is in the plural. And so as I was wrestling through this and working through this, I couldn't get away from that this week, and I started to think, What is going on? Why is this saying that? And so I asked the question that was up there earlier, is what does God mean when he invites us to pray to our heavenly Abba, our heavenly Father, who is in the heavens? And as I worked through this week, two things kind of jumped out at me that I want to share with you that I think will be significant for us as we go to God in prayer and pray this prayer however often we do. So the first thing I want us to see is this. God is great. God is great. Okay, how many of you remember when you were a little kid, you prayed this little prayer? God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, and here's what I want you to see through this about God being great. I'm saying we talk to the one whose presence and glory fills the universe. So as I was doing some research and study this week and looking at the language and everything, one of the things, and I kind of knew a little bit about this, but I began to get further insight as I was researching it this week, is the heavens in Jesus' day and even before that referred to the vast space above and beyond us. That was the heavens. Some of our most modern English translations translate it now, maybe the sky, the atmosphere, the space, I mean, whatever, you know, depending on which version you're. And it includes the atmosphere above as well as the vast universe before us. Listen to what the psalmist says, and I'm going to point out the parallel language there that I want you to catch a hold of. When I look at your heavens, notice it's plural, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are humans in comparison that you would notice them? Look at the perspective there. The heavens, what God's established and created, is in parallel with the moon and the stars. In other words, with space, the universe, the cosmos, we could say. The heavens are connected with that. And the psalmist is trying to get us to see that even though the universe is vast and space is big, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit, and that God dwells there, God still cares about you and I. Because he asked that question, what are human beings that you even notice us? And I want you to see that Jesus is inviting us to pray to the one who is greater than what we can imagine. And so let's look at it this way then. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we talk to the one who cannot be contained. Now, let me just say something about this before I kind of go on. This isn't even in my notes. We all talk about God in a way that we can try to understand with our human minds. And when we do that, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but when we do that, we put God in a box or in this bucket. And he fits right in there, and that works nice for us because God fits with the way we think, and God fits in this little box just the way I know how God is, and God's just the way I think God is. And then God comes along someday in our lives and blows the lid off of our bucket or our box and shows us that God is so much greater, so much more powerful, so much more than what we can imagine or think. And Jesus invites us to pray to the God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus, I mean, I think of the Apostles' Creed there when it opens up. Or the Most High God, the one that is greater than what we can imagine. Our Heavenly Father who loves and cares for us, but cannot be contained in a box of our own thinking. Let me just paint a picture here of what I'm trying to say through this about how great God is. So today, we understand just how vast the heavens are. One of the things that I did for quite a few years now on Facebook is followed the Hubble telescope page on Facebook. And man, there would be beautiful pictures that would show up. Well, I have been following, if you've been paying any attention, maybe you don't, and I understand that, the new telescope that was just been put out that is not orbiting Earth, but orbits at the farthest extent out so that it can shoot back and get pictures from millions of light years away. And it's going to give us even bigger picture of what the universe is. Let me just paint a picture for you. Our sun, Sol, as it's called, you might have learned in sixth grade or fifth grade science, is one of 100 billion stars in our Milky Way galaxy. Not in the universe, but just in our Milky Way galaxy. One of 100 billion stars. And our galaxy is but one of perhaps, and we don't fully know, 2 trillion galaxies that are about 93 billion light years across. Okay, now let me paint a picture for you here to help you understand. I know, it did blow your mind. And that's why I think when the psalmist would look up into the heavens and they would be in awe, and they would be in awe of God because of that. Okay, here's what 93 billion light years across is. If we could travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. So almost 200,000 miles in a second. Pew, and you're there. So, pew, and you're 200,000 miles away. Now imagine doing that for 93 million years. How far could we travel? I can't even comprehend that. And yet God, that's how great God is. God is greater than we can imagine. Now you might be saying, well, that's way out there, Jason. That doesn't mean anything to me. You know what it means to me? That any little significant thing in my life, which, by the way, is often very significant and big to us, is nothing for God. And Jesus invites us to pray to our Father in the heavens. God is great. And here's the great thing about God and Scripture. Not only is God great, but Jesus has invited us to pray to the God who is nearby. God is nearby. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we talk to the one who is as close as the air we breathe. Now, I told you about what in Jesus' day, and going back in Israelite history, what the heavens meant. But also in Jesus' day, the heavens described the sky, the air we breathe, the place where the birds fly and go around. Anything that's not terra firma, the ground we're on, but beyond that, that is also the heavens. Listen to Psalm 19. The heavens declare God's glory. The sky displays his handiwork. Notice the parallel again. Heaven, sky, glory, handiwork. The picture is there again. In other words, here's what I want you to see. We are surrounded by the heavens. And Jesus invites us to pray to the one who surrounds us and is as close as the air we breathe. Or way back when I was in Bible college, there was a lady that sang this old song, and some of you may know it, that he is as close as the mention of his name. Jesus. Jesus. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we talk to the one who is there even though we cannot see God. One of the names for God in the Old Testament is just basically, if you translate it into English, means the God who is there. Yahweh Shammah. Found in Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35, for those of you that like to look up things. And in the New Testament, Jesus is the living embodiment of the God who is there. Emmanuel, as we celebrated Advent, God with us. And Paul tells us that now Christ sits at God's right hand in the heavens, and we, and I don't know how this is, it's somehow connected with baptism and faith and walking with the Lord. Now we have been raised up with Christ in the heavens to live our lives, to have close connection with Jesus and the Father. That's why the psalmist said, as I read, and I don't even know why I put it in there, but I guess really now I know why I put it in there. Where can I go, God? I can go up there as high as can be and go down as low as the grave, and you are there. You are always there. Now, there may be times when we feel all alone, or we wonder if God is there when we're facing something in our life. However, here's the thing. This is sometimes hard to walk out, is that in spite of our feelings, God is there. God is everywhere. God is as close as the air we breathe. God is as close, as I just mentioned and said, as the mention of his name. God is great and God is near, our Father in the heavens. Amen. Amen. Well, if you want to take a few moments there and just say hi to some people, and then we'll close out with that little hymn that we're all familiar with, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. So take a minute or two and say hi to some people if you'd like to. There, if you'd like to follow along or do it closer in the hymn, or you can follow along. We're only going to do two of the verses, sing two of the verses instead of all three. And so let's join together and sing it this morning. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all. Let anyone close to thee, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Though this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it. Let's sing that little refrain part again. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. We are God's children in every season of life.
Regardless of our situations, God loves us.
Go forth in God's love and blessing. Amen.